Eli Chad, you went out on that first leg and you really showed that you came here to defend your title.
Yeah, I think we just wanted to set it up straight from the beginning. You know, it's crucial to try and win that break just to get in a good position, because it can be, you know, it's a lot of elbows and things like that indoors. So I just wanted to set it up for the girls and try and make it as easy a job for them as possible to qualify.
And you handed over to Shayna Cox. Can you just talk us through how your leg went?
I'm sorry. I think the leg went well. Second leg, indoor and outdoor, you kind of just want to stay out of traffic. I mean, I think more so indoor, because there's a lot of stuff going on, people getting a baton and cutting down the lane one. So just steer clear of traffic, keep that baton safe, get it around the track so I can hand it off to Vicky.
And Victoria Ohorogo, obviously you just wanted, I imagine, to just cement that lead, didn't you?
Yeah, we came in with two really good legs, so I just wanted to hold it there, really good position. So yeah, it was a good race, just wanted to hold it, pass it off to my sister.
Indeed, your older sister, Christina Ohorogo. And it seemed to me that you ran quite a smart race there. You had the Russian girl on your shoulder. You didn't panic. You didn't want to do too much.
No, I didn't. This is my first indoor 400. I've literally been training. I haven't really prepared so much for this. My coach dragged me here, literally dragged me. But at the same time, it's for the team. We have to put in an experienced team for the final. And we're defending champions. It's really about bringing experience, people that don't panic. You know, once you run a four, you know how to run a four. So that was the idea behind it. Just try and add a bit more support to the team. Yeah, that's really my job.
Well, congratulations, and we'll see you in the final.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much.